This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313. I'm your host, Southwest Texas Day-Day Cruz, here with my brother, Greg DeMarc, and we're coming to you live from the Rated R Wrestling Studios, and live from Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash.
How are you this evening, gentlemen?
Oh, can't complain, man. It was a long weekend as usual, and man, what a great show, main event on Sunday, man.
The main event was not even the most shocking part of the show to me. And I think the biggest news coming out of that night was not the main event. It was a match that happened before intermission, in fact.
Well, yeah, man, it was a crazy match. It was a crazy show all the way around, nonetheless. But Brother Montez, how you doing tonight?
Okay.
Man, he's a businessman.
I feel bad when we put him on the spot like that because he heard us and he's on his way.
Yeah.
And whatever he was doing, he just stopped doing.
Right. So, yeah, man, it was a crazy show. Do you want to kind of go?
Yeah. It started crazy, man. The Falls Count Anywhere match between Ridiculoso and Willie Watts. Ridiculoso throws Willie in the trunk of apparently Jeremiah Goldmane's car.
And they ride off with him, and it's like, are you serious about all Count Anywhere? And they ended up,
remember, I checked the time, dude. It was like, I think, and I don't think it can be argued, that it is the longest match in XICW history, because the match didn't end, and later, you know, they come back. I mean, there's a FaceTime call in between, but they come back, and Willie's driving. He's got, like, some Starbucks or some McDonald's or something, and, you know, Ridiculoso's in the trunk, and, you know, they start brawling again, and with a little bit of help from
Jeremiah Goldman
and the black sheep, Justin Green, Ridiculoso comes out with the dub.
Oh, yeah, that match was great. So what about the Sandville versus Mysterious Movado, hair versus mask match? I can't believe he bailed right after his loss.
Dude, I didn't even want to watch that match because I'm thinking Sandville ain't gonna lose his hair. It's the 300th anniversary or 300th XICW show, the 20th anniversary show. It's a huge deal. I'm like, Movado's gonna lose his mask, and I don't want to see it. And you know, I was like, man, I kind of got to take a picture, but I don't even want to see it. But thankfully, it didn't come to that. Movado got the dub, and he snuck his way out of there.
Yeah. And, man, what a gauntlet match. It was the 20-year anniversary, 300 show. It was the past, present, and future gauntlet match. It featured TJ Meyer, Mongo, Madman Fulton from Impact, Justin Dream, and Billy Ray Daniels. Man, what a gauntlet that was.
Yeah. It, man, Jamal King was in the match, too. He had a good showing. But in the end, Justin Dream pulled it out, man.
He
not the
job.
Man, Fulton. Man, King, man. Imagine that. Big man that fought in a golf match. That's one hell of a win. And he had the benefit of coming in last season, man, Fulton. Yeah, man, what about that tag team match, that match, Hollow versus the Purge, man, how Hollow came out on top. What about
it was
that?
Chaotic, man,
and decisively, and let the Purge lay in wreckage. I mean, let them lane. Unbelievable. Fuck you, Mitch Hewitt, by the way.
Oh, here you go.
Yeah. Hey, he's a heel at XICW. He wants to fucking Mitch Hewitt on the subject. There you go. There you go. So, yeah.
We had a match.
It was the Drag King Logan defending his championship with the Google by his side, as always,
versus Impact Star.
The leader of the high.
Right, that too. My bad, Logan.
Don't slam me, Logan. Please don't hurt me. Man.
And yeah, Drag King Logan, BJ Chris, the OVE guy. But yeah,
big win for Logan.
Way big win.
So then, you know, we're gonna start with the last two surprises because to me they were less shocking and less newsworthy, I guess to say. To a non-XICW fan, but for XICW fan like me, first of all, the DTA, it was kind of promoted as a 4-3, you know, MM3, Dre Jacobs, Alex Weir, and Adam Wick against Tommy Vendetta, the Black Diamond Jack Price, who's also the light heavyweight champion in XICW, and Tommy Vendetta, and, when it seemed like, you know, it's war games, so, you know, and the heels get the first advantage. So MM3 is the last man in. It's 4-3 advantage. MM3 comes in, all his men are laid out, and he just lays waste to all three guys, dude. Yeah, it was straight
rocket. And, man, my oldest son was there. It was his first time seeing MM3, and he's like, man, MM3 is cold. MM3 is cold. He just kept saying,
yeah, man.
He took everybody out. He come in, man, ducked the clothesline, threw a kick, hit a destroyer, and then took the third opponent out. It was, man, he came in, took charge, but then the big surprise,
Aaron O'Ryan comes out. So he's a surprise. He makes his return, and, you know, they have a war. And there at the end, just when it seemed the Kira Clan was going to, you know, finish off Aaron O'Ryan, Alex Weir is about to hit the kill shot on him. MM3 standing by. Wick and, you know, Dre Jacobs are holding him.
Alex Weir.
Man,
Alex Weir
turns on
the Kira Clan to go with DTA, the Death Threat Army.
That was the final, you know, surprise of the night, but I'd say the biggest news of the night, the fun-loving criminals
defended their championship against Impact Stars, Rhino, and Heath Slater. Heath Slater got kids, you know. But so did GBA. But so did both
them kids.
Hey. Hold on, I'm talking to a point. But so did GBA.
Yeah, GBA got lots of kids.
God damn it. And so, what a war for them championships, man. What a war.
I can't even fucking know it.
I'm telling you, man. But, you know, who do you think came out on top, you guys? Do you think it's going to be Rhino and Heath Slater, he got kids, or
the Fun Loving Criminals? Well, former tag team champions from SmackDown came out on top, and we have new XICW Tag Team Champions.
Yeah, unbelievable. I was so shocked. And, I mean, clean as a whistle. Rhino hits the Gore, tags in Heath. And, man, they get the win. I could not believe it. I was like, wow. And, I mean, the good news. And then, actually, right before, I believe, actually, there's two more things to talk about from Saturday night or Sunday night, and the first, which to me, the biggest news coming out, November 8th, XICW returns
to indoors.
Yes, to the Hot Rocks in Warren. It's, man, so awesome. We're finally getting back to wrestling indoors. And, yeah, just in time, dude, because it's too damn cold.
Yeah,
it was cold as fuck Sunday night. And I was saying, yeah, I'm about glad wrestling season's over out here because it's fucking for a skinny guy that don't take well to the cold.
Man, I don't like the cold either. Mm-hmm. Shit. How the fuck to that?
But the other, so right before the War Games match, they set up the cage, and Mr. Insanity comes out to make his retirement speech, and he says something, you know, he calls out DBA, who comes out, he's wearing a suit, and, you know, he had inducted Gavin Quinn in the Hall, into the Hall of Fame. Congratulations, GQ. One of the guys that made me fall in love with indie wrestling, man. Almost kind of a sad story. But, you know, he made a decision that he, for his family, that he was going to hang it up, and he'll go down a legend around here, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Tag team with Lotus, his,
oh, yeah.
his individual career, you know, his Clash career, that's where he came from. That's ICW was from Clash. So, you know, and he became the Midwest heavyweight champion, and a hell of a champion he was. So, anyways, Mr. Insanity calls out DBA and tells him that in 1997, DBA's father, Malcolm Monroe Sr., called him to teach his son some respect, and he said, obviously, he failed, and he slapped DBA right in his shit. And he goes to leave, and DBA's like, nah, dude, you ain't leaving like that. So, you know, he takes his suit off, and he's wearing, you know, a black tank top under there, and, you know, in suit pants, he starts brawling. Mr. Insanity breaks out a pizza cutter. He's carving him up. Bloody war, man. DBA whips out a knife, starts stabbing dude in the nugget. It was brutal. And they brawled to the back to be continued. So they main evented the very first XICW show, 300 shows and 20 years ago. And, man, it's waiting to see this, man. It's going to be a bloody war. I mean, the tease was a bloody war that lasted about 3 to 5 minutes. Yeah.
So yeah, it was such a great show, man. It's crazy. Also, we're gonna have a caller, our guest of the night.
I'm so excited for our guest.
Jesus, me too. We got so much to talk about with him.
That Tommy, a stud, and his match with Dread King Logan.
Dude,
like 2 weeks ago, I swear to God, I've seen a lot of matches and a lot of, you know, a lot of Dre Jacobs matches, and that might be the hardest hitting match I've ever seen.
I remember we were sitting there right next to each
other. Oh!
Dude, remember when he ran out the ring? Paige hit the freaking, the chair.
That's where, I love Zach Thomas. He's such a fucking asshole. And
he's
with an imaginary wad right in my fucking face. He comes out and I'm like, man, he comes up and jacks an imaginary wad off in my face.
That was fun. I laughed at that.
Your nephew was sitting next to me. Who is, you know.
Cachondo Man.
Shout out to Cachondo Man.
Yeah.
But, our third partner in crime out here.
Yeah.
Man, a lot of fun we have together. But,
Last week we did it.
When they're going to jump out of the ring, and Zach Thomas tells the guys in the front row, effing move! Effing move! Man, because flying out, wipes him out. He has him at the, you know, on the set. And from the ring, he's going to dive again.
But he did it twice, though. Remember, he did
the second one was funnier, though, because he tells him, if I were you, I would fucking move. And he goes to start, you know, his run, and notice nobody moves, so he stops again and shouts louder. If I were you,
I would fucking move.
And they moved, and he dove, and the king sidestepped him, and dude, he landed face first on
the chair.
Oh my God.
Dude, we've seen it right on the
That's
angle.
How the match started.
Yeah, I know.
It was literally the very first,
the first
90 seconds of the match.
Yeah. What a match, man. That one was hard hitting. We were out there all night.
Dude, I first seen Zach Thomas, we'd say maybe 2 years ago, but it was at the Hot Rocks at an ERA show. I'm going to ask him, see if he remembers that show, Aaron America, because I'm sure his opponent is going to come up in conversation with it. But, man, this summer, Zach Thomas in Horseland really impressed me, man. He won he was actually the deathmatch champion. Wasn't he?
Yeah.
But because that was the thing, like, he was defending it in, like, non-deathmatch situation. And actually, we were there.
But he won that championship in fashion, though. Even though it was no deathmatch, he kicked an ass.
That's when I really took notice of Zach Thomas, though, was over the summer in those matches. And it's like to see him is a treat ever since.
Most definitely.
I see him. Definitely going to be an exciting interview to find out what's on the horizon.
Oh, man, he's a future star, man. That dude is on his way. He's a heavyweight, you know what I'm saying? He backs it up in the ring, not just, you know, writing a check that he can't write. You know what I'm saying? His check ain't going to bounce because he's going to back it up until he can.
I'm not a big man fan, but he's the big man, though, that can wrestle and strike and don't even have to fly like him. But for the same reasons I like Trey Jacobs, I like that comment, if that makes sense.
Yeah, most definitely.
Big man that can do it all.
So our caller is actually on the line. We talked him up. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Zach Thomas to the show. Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, brother. Thank you for taking the time and coming on to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
Oh, man. No problem. It's our pleasure to have you on.
I mean, I heard you guys talking about me eating that chair.
Yeah, man, that's terrible, man. I was like, wow. I thought they were going to actually stop the match. I thought the referee was going to stop the match, to be honest.
Nah, man, I don't go down like that.
You weren't down long.
No, you weren't. No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I thought when the referee ran out the ring. I was like, man, I hope they don't stop. I mean, shit. What a fucking match after that, man.
And seriously, like I said, that was the first 90 seconds of perhaps the hardest hitting match I've seen in the, like, 5 years I've been regularly attending indie events.
Well, thank you.
I would like to see you in a slugfest with Dre Jacobs.
Oh, that'd be a war.
Well, I mean, it'd be real easy, so... I mean, you want to have that happen. I mean, I'm going to come out on top, without a doubt.
So, yeah, man, you know, are you going to be there tomorrow night at PWAS? Yeah, you are tomorrow, right?
I am not going to be there tomorrow night. I'm going to be in Indianapolis, Indiana for the Collective, the AIW show.
Oh, okay. I heard about that promotion before. Okay, okay. So when's the next time we'll get to see you live?
I mean, if you guys – well, I'm going to be at RPW this Saturday against Percy Drews. I don't know if you guys are going to be out to that show.
I hope to make it. I may even just come late as it takes. But, man, actually the match I really want to see is the Justin Kyle and Logan. I wanted to see I don't know if you knew about it. They had this, like, promo tournament going. Were you familiar with it?
I've seen some stuff going around.
Yeah, so it was during that, man, the promos they cut were, you know, so good. You just, one of the things that just really made you want to see these guys get at it.
Right, right.
So, man, you're from Ohio, right?
Yeah, Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio. Okay, okay. And so how long have you been in the game?
I started training in 2014. I was training with Ricky Shane Page.
Okay.
He trained me for about 2 years. I ended up debuting in 2016, and I've been wrestling ever since, so almost about 5 years.
Do you remember a show in Warren, Michigan at the Hot Rocks? I'm going to say 2 years ago, maybe a year ago. Do you remember that show?
Where I faced Gregory Iron?
Yes. That's the first time I ever seen you. I was one of...
And
dude,
what were your thoughts?
Swear to God, I'm not exaggerating. I sold 8 tickets to that show. My son and me and the people that were sitting at the table on the wall, we brought like 8 of those 10 or 12 people. But that show was great.
It was.
Yeah, from beginning to end, every guy that was there, even though it was an empty house, man, performed like there were 500, 1,000 people there, man.
Well, this is the way I put it. No matter how many people are in there, I'm going to go out there and try to make the match the best match of my career, because I want to actually make something out of my career, you know, so I'd rather go out there and make it mean something.
Is it hard or awkward when there's that small a crowd? How many times have you had to deal with something like that? Because I'm sure it's got to be a surprise to everybody. You know what I mean? Like, where is everybody?
You think something's going to happen, like have a lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just say I'm not necessarily going to tone down, but I'll tone down it what I do in the match to an extent. I want to injure myself in front of, you know, 10 people, you know what I mean? If that's really worth it. But seeing 10 people, like I said, I want my opponent and myself to go out there and just have the best match that we can. That way we're able to send that match to other promotions and stuff like that to help us out, you know?
Yeah, but is it, like, difficult when you know what I mean? Does it mess you up, like, mentally, like, you come there, you expect, you know what I mean, some kind of crowd, and you know what I mean?
I guess it just depends on whether or not the crowd is actual wrestling fans, or if they're just people, because half the time shows, you know, at bars and stuff like that, whether or not half the people are just drunk at people, you know, and then they're just getting into it. I mean, if you have like that, it's easy, but sometimes it's wishy-washy, you know, like sometimes they're into it, sometimes they're not. So it is hard at times.
So like, have you ever wrestled in Rocky's Pub back when Horace Lamb was in Rocky's Pub?
No.
No? Okay, okay. Yeah, that's – so they – Oh, I forgot what I was going to ask you now. So now, when you became a wrestler and when you were training, were you always a wrestling fan? And have you always liked wrestling?
Yeah, I mean, you know, growing up, you're always going to have that person that throws it on you, and then you end up falling in love with it yourself, you know. To me facing Gregory Iron, he's actually my brother, so... Like, growing up with him, he just had it on all the time. And like I said, I fell in love with it. But, like, you know, everybody does. They end up phasing out of watching wrestling for a little bit, and then they get right back into it. And when I got back into it, that's when, like, CM Punk was doing, like, the pipe bomb and stuff like that. So, like, it lit stuff right back up for me, you know?
Right, yeah. That's what I was going to ask. So, do you work as a good guy much or ever at all? Because I can't see it, dude. You're such an awesome asshole. I love it, and I love to boo you. It's so much fun, and you're so receptive. You're one of them heels. But I said, I was saying before you came out, I said, dude walked up and rubbed an imaginary wad off right in my face.
Yeah, bro. I mean, it's very few because, like, the only places that I really work baby are, like, shows that have a lot of kids. Because for some reason, don't know why, but the kids love me, you know, it's weird, but, like, I'm just hated when it's not, like, a kid-oriented show. So, like, that's the easiest way to play off it, you know? Especially with this quarantine stuff, like, I feel like people haven't been around it enough to the point where when they go to the shows, they're just ready to be engaged and stuff like that. So it just makes it 10 times easier.
Yeah. Yeah, you're really good at it. And then that's why, like, Triple H at one point became my favorite wrestler. Because I love a heel that, you know, talks that shit and he's telling the truth 100% of the time. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
That's Zach Thomas.
That's Zach Thomas.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, that's
talking
what I told
that
you.
Shit.
That's what I told you.
A fucking asshole,
but
he's telling the truth.
I only seen you a few times when in PWAS, dude, and I told Greg the same thing, dude, about you. You talk your shit, but you back it up.
Right. Hey, I mean, I appreciate that, guys. I mean, sometimes you got to do that, you know. In my opinion, I think the actions speak louder than your words. And to be honest with you, I'm not a man of many words half the time with promos and stuff, so I'd rather show it in the ring. You know, with what I say, I make it short and sweet. I get my point across, and then if my point wasn't proven through my words, I'll use my fists, you know.
Right. You come out talking that shit. Not so much a promo, but, you know what I mean? You're letting anybody know who
I'm talking to.
Yeah.
Right.
I love it. And I'll boo you every time I
like
see you. I promise.
Yeah. Well, I'll take that. I like that. You know, I'd rather go out there and have a competitive match. You know what I mean? So, like, why not get that person riled up?
We've been at those shows where, like, there was a bunch of non-wrestling fans. That's my 10-year-old is such an awesome wrestling fan, and we'll let people know, you know, who to cheer for and who to boo, you know.
Damn right.
Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're familiar with the wrestling in the area.
Right.
I tell you, sometimes all it takes is going to one good show, man.
For me,
it was the XICW show. And the thing I seen was Dre Jacobs and Gavin Quinn that, you know, we were just talking about that was inducted to the XICW Hall of Fame and MM3.
Mm-hmm. I mean, speaking of MM3, I'm facing him next week
Friday,
on
next
the 17th, yeah.
I have front row seats for that.
We will be there for sure.
MM3 is my son's hero, and he's
You're gonna see your son's hero get squashed.
Off of the
tag,
Thomas.
Here's what I would hope for you to do. You show me where you're sitting. I'll make it a point to make sure that your child's hero is a failure.
There you go. I want to see that too.
Oh, don't worry.
I want to see that.
He'll show you. He'll let you know who he is.
Oh yeah, he sure
little
will.
Little loudmouth, blonde hair, blue eyes boy. He won't.
For sure.
Next to the ugly bearded guy.
And next to the black bearded guy.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of fun, man. The horror slam shows are
That's what brought
me downriver because the XICW shows were all within, you know, 15 minutes of my house where I lived. And then, you know, fans would be talking about Pro Wrestling All Stars and Detroit Style Wrestling was another
DSW
that everybody was talking about at the time. And you know, it was Horror Slam that brought me down here.
That's how we met. Yeah, Horror Slam is
what made me
fall in love.
During quarantine was the first time I worked for them, or like I guess when they were doing those undisclosed shows. They've been cool to me and the kids that I travel with a lot, so I have nothing but respect for them. Like I said, getting in there after quarantine happened. It's basically me just wanting to get reps in and stuff. So we were actually working the shows for free for a little bit, which, you know, you got to do what you got to do. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, for sure.
Man, and again, those shows,
they were great.
All, yeah.
They were all great.
I attended quite a few of them.
Yeah, definitely. So did I. My house was the second location.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was that the one with the pool?
Yep, sure was. Hell yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, man, it was cool to have you guys there, and shit, had a lot of fun.
Well, thanks for having us there.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. No doubt. Maybe I want to have you guys maybe next summer, too.
I'd be happy to be there.
Oh, yeah, most doubt.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to this Horror Slam show. That, for me, 100% is the last outside thing I'm doing this year.
Most definitely.
It's going to get a week colder. Some of these nights been getting pretty cold. So how does that work for you guys? Like, you wrestle in, you know, pretty exposed.
Whatever, yeah.
I mean, I guess I just try to keep myself as warm as possible before going out there. I mean, there's been times like that last show I faced Logan. I honestly was just going to put my sweatpants on and wrestle because it was so cold out.
Yeah, that it was cold as fuck that night.
Yeah, I had
for
my
sure.
sweater on.
That's one of the shows where I kept saying, like, man, I don't know. I don't know if I can do outside wrestling in 2 weeks.
Right. I mean,
I'm
the sketchiest
well
part
the cold.
This weekend. What was that?
I don't take well to the cold.
Oh, I mean, neither do
I know, like,
I mean, like,
I know from working outside that, like, if you stub your finger and it's hot, you might be bleeding and not even realize it. But in the cold, you think you knocked one of your fingers off. That shit's gotta sting way worse when it's cold like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's bad. I mean, like I said, dude, like, I just go out there and try to warm myself up, so.
Yeah, you and Logan lit each other up pretty good, man.
And it was cold as fuck.
It
was
a
hard-hitting match.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, some may say that we're literally the same person, if you ask me. Like, watching it back, I could see the same stuff that I would do in him, you know? And it was weird. It was like I was just watching myself wrestle myself.
I think that's what makes you guys such a great match. The first match I loved. I was real happy that you guys were going to, you know, do it again. I'm like, oh, my God, this is going to be so good. And it did not disappoint.
I'm glad. I'm glad we can exceed your expectations.
There you go. Like you said, your son's hero is going to get squashed.
You ain't lying.
I don't know. It would be cool that, you know, we'll have probably
your
one
son,
of the last
your son's gonna look like, hey, your son's going to look like that Bart Simpson. Hey, listen, your son's going to look like that Bart Simpson meme with a little fire when he gets all sad when Zach Thomas beats MM3.
Yeah. I don't know. We might be having Zach Thomas's, you know, last interview as an active competitor. He may be beheaded.
Oh, no.
That chunky MM3? Come on now. Wasn't good to that man. Quarantine wasn't good to that man.
He's gained mass for power.
No, he got that muscle.
He got
that mass.
That goddamn barrel.
He got that muscle.
That goddamn
going
barrel.
On. Yeah, you don't see
that barrel he's carrying around?
Are you blind?
Hey, you tell MM3.
Are you blind?
That you called him a fat-ass muffin man.
Here comes
right,
the muffin man.
You watch my promo that I cut on him. I guarantee you I'll put that in there. Guarantee.
Oh, no.
You heard it?
Oh, no.
It may not be those exact words, but it'll be along those lines. Don't you worry.
I want to be the first one tagging it. Besides Malcolm, I want to be the first one tagged.
Listen, you know what? This whole quarantine has just been nonstop shoot promos, not only for myself, but from other wrestlers. Listen, I've gone off on Derek Dillinger, PB Smooth, and Dr. Dan, which I am facing tomorrow at AIW. Then Saturday you have Percy Drews. Here, I said it in my promo. Listen, you have good people coming out of Dayton. You have Trey Miguel, Zachary Wentz, Desmond Xavier. And then you have Percy Drews, a nobody. He wants to prove himself. He's going to have to go through me. And then on Sunday, myself and the Bitcoin boys, Eric Taylor and Mikey Montgomery, are going to head down to Cincinnati, Ohio.
Tag team champions.
Oh, yeah, the Horace Land Tag Team Champions. We're known as the Cleveland Boys. We're going to go down to Cincinnati, Ohio, and actually beat up Jimmy Wang Yang's daughter, his girlfriend, and another girl that they call Jay Wang's gang, buddy. Six-man tag action. How about that? Going to embarrass his daughter just like WWE embarrassed Jimmy Wang Yang.
There you go. You see, he's going to embarrass everybody, including MM3. So I hope you're ready to see it done in
tears. I mean, dude, that's right.
I hope
you're happy
ready
story
to see
with
I'm ready to see
next
it done cry.
Yeah. You will squash.
Oh, Nazi's going to cry,
you're
too. Listen, I'll say this to you on air. My niece is going to cry, and I'm going to laugh. Because you're going to beat her baby wrestler, too. Yeah.
Good.
He thought he would lose to Rhino, too. And he didn't. And
I mean,
he
look,
didn't lose the
this is a
high-rated
future superstar right here.
Trim
I appreciate
Miguel,
that.
MM3. Oh, yeah, you already know, man. No doubt, man. MM3 holds the most prestigious prize in the Midwest, the Midwest Heavyweight
Championship. He hasn't put it on the line against Zach Thomas. He hasn't put it on the line against Zach Thomas.
And he's going to be the champion.
Well, let's just put it this way. You can claim that he's going to be a champion for a long, long time. But once he actually steps up, maybe sacks up, puts the title on the line, then there'd be a different story, you know?
There you go. You see?
Hey, you could have a legitimate claim.
He does. Like I said, with Nazi cries, I'm not gonna say nothing. It's gonna be a hell of a match. I don't think there'll be a better match, honest to God.
I don't either.
At Boris Land.
It's gonna be a hard hitting
in
that album.
I'm
big on MM3. He has great matches with people.
Hey, I might give it to, you know, the Bitcoin Boys and Bulking Season though, because they're about to have a heated tag match in a 2 out of 3 tables match. So.
Yeah,
that's for the Horse
Slam
title. So,
and the Bitcoin man, that match when they won for the tag team titles was a great match too. The way they won it,
it was good. It was very good.
It was.
Man, I thought the one dude was hurt for real right in front of us. He was in discomfort. He wasn't, you know, for sure. He took a nasty landing right out there on the floor.
Yeah, I remember.
Was that the first, the night of the first time you fought Logan?
Yep.
That they won
night.
The tag titles?
Yep.
Or was it the night you and Logan had that banger?
It was first off, I mean, both nights were the banger. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I mean, the second
it was
one.
The first.
The one we were just talking about.
Oh, I mean, it was the first show we were on. So the first show that it was an open challenge.
That's it. I had seen them, but that night I fell in love with that team. I love that team.
They're probably one of the, if not the best tag team in the Indies today, but you know, nobody's looking, they're overlooking them. They're not giving them opportunities that they deserve.
Until kind of recently, I had seen them separately and never really noticed them. Neither one of them stood out, but together, they immediately stood
right.
out. They're a great
oh, yeah.
team. They absolutely, and you're right. Right now, there aren't as many great teams, I think, as there was like 3 years ago.
Like they know, there's not. Like they said, you know.
When Lotus
teams,
was,
the
you
two
know,
teams that they won it from, you know, the tag team titles, you know what I'm saying? Supposed best in the Midwest or something, you know what I'm saying? Like they said, you know,
they beat them both for the tag team titles, and then they're here they go defending them against Balkan City.
Literally, yeah, so just put it this way, guys. The first show that they're on, they end up getting that Horror Slam tag title shot. They end up winning the titles. Then the next week, they end up facing the Grey Wolves for the PWAS tag titles. Unfortunately, was unsuccessful, but they put up a hell of a fight. The fact of the matter is the Bitcoin boys are small in size, but they pack a big punch. You underestimate them, and they'll definitely show you up any night of the day. Or any night of the week, sorry. You know what I meant.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and they work so well together, for sure.
Very much so. They're always level-headed. I've never seen them bump heads. Never have seen them bump heads.
I feel like right now in tag team wrestling in the Midwest, it's like a new generation. You know, the Grey Wolves. The
but maybe we can see. Look, listen. Maybe we could see the Cleveland boys come to one of the promotions, win like a Evolution thing, the tag titles and the heavyweight championship.
Hey, well, let me just put it this way. I mean, if you stay tuned and/or possibly show up this weekend to RPW, who knows what might happen, or who knows what happens at AIW because they're on that show too. So who knows? Anything's possible.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, you can't wrestle early.
No, yeah.
Well, no, you listen here, all right, buddy? You better get your ass there on time, all right? I don't care what it takes. You want to see me wrestle? That's the only way it's going to happen. Or you can watch it on IWTV because it will be on there.
The RPW show will?
Yes, this is actually the first time, I believe, that it's going to be on IWTV.
Oh,
we got to order that. We'll do that and not show.
I'd rather go. But
I know, but if
this Saturday especially, it's
a good
time.
Yeah.
But we're definitely
we'll be
in for it.
Well, yeah. I want to see you. Like I said, I can't wait to see you be both of the hero.
Heard that. It's going to happen.
We got two shoulders, right, Greg? So when they cry, you know what I'm saying? You got the, you know, the bit of toilet paper on your shoulders so they can cry.
Man.
And because you trust the process, but Thomas is going to break down.
Okay. Who's going to be the shoulder there when you cry?
I'm not going to. Man, I don't need no shoulder, man, because I know who's going to win.
Yeah, trust me, he's not going to need a shoulder to cry on. Not at all.
There you go.
I'm very confident in what I can do, so.
Yeah. It's going to definitely, I don't care what anyone.
So there you go, man. Just have some toilet paper, you know what I'm saying? Have some candy on there, on site for when they cry.
So what are your goals in Horror Slam? Are you looking to reclaim the Horror Slam Deathmatch title, or
are you going for the heavy?
Yeah, you
looking. Well, let's just put it this way.
Undeniable.
I don't care about Brian. I don't care about any of the titles there. I'll just go through him like I did, you know, the other people for a freaking Deathmatch championship. Mind you, I made my own rules. I didn't defend that title once in a Deathmatch. Because I'm
no,
smart.
You did not. And you were clear, this is my title and these are my turns.
And he didn't even have to use that match turns to win that championship. He won it on his own terms.
I actually love that because I'm not like a blood and guts guy. I can understand, you know, death matches and appreciate the story and the way that they work. But I'm a wrestling guy.
Right. And don't get me wrong.
I didn't hate the whole Deathmatch championship being defended that way at all. I actually thought it was kind of clever.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, don't get me wrong. Like I said, like, I didn't defend any death matches, but at the time, like, there were shows that were free, which, cool, it's all good. I'm just not going to put my body through that, you know, for free at that time. Like, when they started charging at shows and making money and stuff, I would do it. Because I have been in death matches. I've faced Nick Gage and Mance Warner. So two of the top guys in death match wrestling.
Yeah, I like Nick Gage. I like both of them.
Sorry for cutting you off there, but I was incorrect on that IWTV thing. I don't know if it's going to be live. I think they're filming it, but it's going to be put out like a week or two later or something like that. It is filmed by IWTV.
There's nothing like attending an indie event live, man. You're just so part of the show. You might boo an asshole heel, and you might blow an imaginary wad in your face.
Exactly.
In front of everybody's kids. Fuck them kids.
Exactly.
Fuck them kids.
Listen, you know, I'll say this. Somehow, every place that I go, I manage to make it non-PG after I leave. So.
Yeah, actually, that's an all-ages show there at Play Atlanta.
Whoops.
I mean, it's not a... Oh, well. Wrestling is, I think, rated MA-14 at least thing anyway.
Right.
Oh, shit.
You know? I don't know. I used to not go to any of it, but G-rated all-ages shows because they're not as good. You know? I don't know.
Right.
There's definitely a great pool of talent and has been in this, you know, Midwest area. Wrestling's always fresh and exciting.
For sure. I mean, there's a lot of schools in Midwest, in my opinion. Like, I've seen a lot of schools in the Midwest.
Yeah, we got the House of Truth here, right in the middle of everything.
We got the AIW Academy up here as well, so.
Yeah, and there's another big school by Trey Miguel School.
Oh, yeah, it's in Toledo. I forget the name of it.
Just something in Bones or something. Yeah,
let's see.
So who would you like to face up here? Who do you think you would match up good against? Like, for me, it's Dre Jacobs. That's who I would most like to see you face.
I wouldn't mind that. I personally want Sam Beal one-on-one.
Nice. I'm a fan.
Mr. Soul Glow, he's cool. I call him Sammy Soul Glow because of the fucking hair. He looks like the dude off of fucking Coming to America.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he got the hairstyle and everything. I saw the first time I seen him in XI, I called him Sammy Soul Glow.
Actually, my best friend, who is not a wrestling fan, came to a XICW show. And his favorite wrestler from that night was Sam Beal. That was the person that stood out to him. I'm a big fan of Sam Beal myself.
Yeah, he's a good guy, and he's actually very talented. So,
very talented. I love the mullet perm gimmick. I do.
Oh, it's great.
Oh yeah, it is. He could get away with it. Just, you know, I think he could pull it off more, though.
I think he could go a long time.
I mean, listen, I'm just embracing my hair, all right, because this is the longest it's ever been. I will admit, unfortunately, I shouldn't embrace this, but I'm going to. I am balding a little bit up top, but it is what it is, you know. Just got to embrace it a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I noticed my hairline was receding. I grew my hair for one last hurrah, girl.
Fuck that, man. I let it go. I let my hair go. I went Mr. Clean on myself.
Can't do that yet. 22. Hey, man,
I
can't either.
I can. I like it.
I got to have some hair as long as I can, man.
Exactly.
I got a beard, man. I got a whole full beard, man. When I got the beard, why do I need the top? Scully it up in the wintertime.
Got the beard covering my face. Fuck it.
Right, right. I'll say that's what I am lacking in, okay? I cannot grow a good beard, unfortunately.
Oh, man, shoot. That's okay. What you lack in
like
beard,
my
you make
mustache
up
never cut.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was saying my mustache barely ever connects to my chin strap. So.
Yeah, chin strap is gone for a while, I guess. That's great.
Unfortunate.
So, do you have any other goals up here in the Metro Detroit area?
Not necessarily Detroit area, but I'd like to travel out a lot more. So possibly get up into like the AAW area, so like Chicago. I know that the borders aren't open right now, but try to get up to Alpha One Wrestling in Canada. Black Label Pro, you know, just a lot of the shows that are possibly on the collective this weekend. Cause a lot of those shows are like the bigger shows, you know?
Yeah. And, War Wrestling in Lima, that's about to happen. If there was ever a show I want to travel to go see, it's them. And from what I've seen and kind of follow that promotion, they put on a really good show.
Right.
Is that near you? Have you ever worked with them?
I have not. It is. I would say Lima's not too far. It's about 2 hours and 35 minutes.
And about what is it, like three and a half hours to Detroit?
Three, yeah, usually.
Yeah, I'm from Pittsburgh, and we used to drive back and forth a lot, you know, to see our family. After we moved here. I know Cleveland's like halfway.
Right.
So, man, you want to let the bookers know and the fans know where they can reach you at and get your merch?
Unfortunately, unless you like it, I'd be, or at a show, it's the only way. Thomas, ACA, not VAD, okay? H, correctly. And on Instagram, it's Zach_Thomas21. And on Twitter, it is Zach_Thomas_21.
Okay.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much for your time tonight, you know, chatting it up with us. And man, we're excited to see you in the immediate future and in the long-term future around here.
Of course. Hopefully, you guys can make it out Saturday, or whoever said they were going to make it out or try to. So,
yeah, we're going to try to. We'll see you at Horror Slam 100%.
Yeah, we're gonna make this guy have some tears.
Actually, Dede has less excuse.
Hey, I'm gonna bring three pass players, one for him and for the two kids.
Oh, snap! All right, they're gonna need them, so it's fun.
All right, man. I'm looking forward to it, man.
Yeah, make kids cry though. Always make kids cry. Fuck them kids.
Fuck them kids.
That's the best part. That's the best part.
Yeah, we had Drexel on. He was telling us about making kids cry.
I mean, I ended up making Soul Taker's kid cry the first PWAS show.
That's great. See? That's a good heel. You can make kids cry, you're over as a heel. Regardless. Nobody can. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That ain't gonna work. Make kids cry. Great A heel.
Great to do.
Awesome. Yeah.
Oh, shit. That was loud.
Well, yeah, man, like we said, we would love to have you back on soon, though, man. We were always
love
to have you back.
I don't know if we'd able to do it, but if you were able to do, like, a three-man call or something, like, we could just be on one call, me and the Bitcoin boys, if you'd like to have them, too.
Yeah,
oh,
man,
that'd be great,
yeah,
man. You guys, we'd love to have you next Thursday. The Bitcoin boys can just call in, and we can put them right through.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good. I'll let them know.
All right, for sure. You guys heard it here.
Man, thanks a lot, man.
Yeah.
You guys just got to, you know, pick up a shirt at a show, you know what I mean, or like an 8x10. Something to help support us.
You know. Oh, man, for sure. Yeah, you know.
Absolutely. I'm Greg the Mark. I got quite a stack of shirts.
I'm building mine.
Greg the Mark. I'm going to start calling you that now.
100 wrestling shirts. I wear like 6 or 8 of them. You know, I probably have 100.
Well, I mean, you're now known as Greg the Mark, just so you know.
Yes. Yeah, I'm just a fan. Just a mark that likes to talk about wrestling. I buy wrestling shirts. I collect them. I have, man, quite a collection of stuff. Different gimmicks and stuff. I love it.
Right, right. No, I get it, man. I have the same stuff, man.
Yeah, I see. I like to support guys, you know, and what they're doing for sure. They, I don't know, you know, Sean Stockmeyer from Face Kicked Apparel makes such awesome stuff for everybody too, and I got a ton of his stuff.
Oh yeah, he's a good
stuff
dude.
Stuff that, you know, he's made a different man. Have a lot of shirts. Yeah, we'll be picking up some new ones at Horror Slam.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Next weekend.
Sounds like a plan to me.
All right, man. Well, it was nice having you on, and then you'll be returning with the Bitcoin boys next week.
His family can use the money to pay for his funeral.
Oh, here you go.
Damn, we really went there. I mean, yeah.
We definitely both have
some
exact promise here.
Sounds good to me. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll definitely be donating to your funeral fund.
Wait. What? I ain't have no goddamn funeral.
I told you he's gonna break the process, man. I already told you, man.
No.
The process
you're gonna,
is already dead.
When
you die in quarantine.
Hey, that's
the
when he's gonna give
in.
That's when he's gonna give up on the process. Is when he gives up, when he buys the shirt. He's gonna give up on the process. I'm gonna get the shirt.
I'll make sure.
Listen,
I'll make sure I
get lost the process. The process is a lost dream when it was quarantine. All right. Hence why he gained all those freaking pounds. That was the only process that he was going through.
You should see his face right now.
Wow.
You should see. That's what I want to see on Friday. But you're gonna have tears going down your eyes. Down your cheeks.
Man, he's gained mass and muscle.
No, dude, he got some muscle going down his damn freaking.
He's gained mass and muscle.
No,
listen,
dude,
man.
He is a much stronger process. You seen him Saturday night, man. You seen him come in. He's the same. Cat-like quickness that he had. You've seen him versus
when he goes up against the wall,
behind those guys.
He's gonna go
but
against
the
wall.
But that's
the
difference.
Here's the difference.
You can have the speed. You can have the speed all day with your boy Trey. All right, that's fine.
Okay.
But when you get in there with me, you might have the speed against me as well. But if I hit you, I'm gonna make sure you can't get back up. To be
okay, and that's a perfect point. So are you telling me that MM3 pre-quarantine would matched up better against you than he does with more mass? Because, yeah, you're going to have to put some shit against Zach Thomas, some stiff, heavy shit you're going to have to absorb when you fight Zach Thomas. Absolutely.
Hey, I mean, if he was MM3, you know, before quarantine, he might have a better chance, but still wouldn't have the chance regardless because he's not me, so.
There you go. I disagree.
Hey, watch. I'm going to be the
stronger
version
of himself.
Watch.
That's fine.
You're
going to
know
fine.
Yourself, man.
You can
you're
disagree all you want.
I'm telling you. I'm ready. I'm ready to see you the process be broke.
Wow. Nice. Listen to Day-Day. This guy, yeah. He thought Rhino was going to beat him. He thought Trey Miguel was going to beat him, too. Yeah.
I mean, again, those guys aren't me.
Exactly. That's true. And this will be the first Zach Thomas versus MM3 that I know of.
Me too.
The first.
A lot of times I say, oh, I want to see these two guys fight. Yeah, we fought whenever, wherever. Oh, I didn't see that.
It's the first, and some may say it might be the last for Malcolm, so who knows?
Ooh. Uh-oh. You ready? You ready, Greg?
I'm ready,
and I'm sure the process is ready.
No, he's not ready for the wild. Zach Thomas.
If he's ready.
I don't think so.
He's ready.
Process is going to be broken.
I told him he said that.
Tell him. You told him about Rhino when I told him about he's going to lose the Rhino.
Yeah,
I didn't want something different. But
and
this time, Zach Thomas is going to win.
Rhino did not win the Midwest Heavyweight
Zach Thomas is going to win, though. But he won by disqualification, so that doesn't count.
Still,
no, Rhino, no, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear it.
Well,
regardless
of
the fact, your opinion doesn't matter. I know what I'm going to go do there.
I think the winner of that match is the number one contender for the Horror Slam Heavyweight Championship, in my eyes. The winner
then,
of
that
match
is the case.
And MM3 is the number one contender.
If that is the case, I will lay down in the middle of that ring and let Malcolm Monroe pin me instead of having to face that old, washed-up Briar Wellington.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Oh. Uh-oh.
You don't want to face the undeniable one?
No. I'd rather not waste my time. It'd be too easy.
What about the current Deathmatch champion, the one that just won the Deathmatch championship?
I don't know. I don't even know his name, to be honest with you. Is it that Aiden Blackheart dude? Is that who it is?
No,
he lost
it in the Slave to the Deathmatch. His name is like hashtag I am Prodigy or hashtag
I am Provider.
I am Provider.
Oh.
Yeah, I am Provider.
No idea who that is, to be honest with you.
I didn't before I started seeing the promotion for the Slave to the Death match. That was won by Neil Cutter. Actually, Chuck Stein made it for the fun.
Yeah. Neil Cutter's great. Oh, you'll be able to see him on Saturday.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's fucking dope.
Yeah. I really want to make it out to that evening.
We're going to try to make it for real. We're going to try to make it, and we'll get something to eat.
Here's the thing. If you don't make it, you're going to miss out because you might witness a dead body. Just saying. Allegedly.
I think there could be a dead body at Horror Slam, too.
It's
going to be MM3's
right.
body. And you said it's not. You said that's right. That's all we know. That's right.
I tell you what, the Zach Thomas Dread King match was more than a lot of death matches I've seen.
Yeah.
You know?
Most definitely. I know. I agree with you 100% on that.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Listen, rather than me put my body on the line and use useless weapons, I'd rather just use my fists because that usually ends up knocking people out. I don't have to kill people. Once you start coming at me wild, I will, like Percy Drews did. He really messed up, and this Saturday, it could be the end of his career. He's only been wrestling for about a year, but, you know, he's getting ahead of himself, and his head's getting too big for him.
Yeah, I think that it's going to be a rough evening for Percy Drews.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, this is almost the Malcolm situation. See, I will say this. Let me go back to Malcolm really quick. He did have speed. He did have his fast quickness with fucking Trey, right? But the fact of the matter is he lost some of that due to gaining that quote-unquote mass that you think that he got. See, Percy, on the other hand, he is speedy. He is really, really fast. But the biggest difference between us is I have about 100 pounds on that kid. So, without a doubt, once I get my hands on him, it's game over.
You absolutely cannot compare Percy Drews to MM3. MM3 is a superior grappler and wrestler. He is, I mean, never mind. A guy can jump up a turnbuckle. MM3 can strike. He can fly. He can wrestle.
Okay.
He can.
Did you not hear what I said, though?
Percy cannot do most of those things.
Speed. And I was comparing him to speed. I didn't compare him to anything else at all.
Yeah, Percy should probably run from you. I agree.
So should Malcolm.
I mean, okay, but this arc goes, Percy, drop kick, okay? He absorbs a couple drop kicks, hits him with a giant fucking lariat, couple of them nasty-ass fucking forearms in his shit. And then he gets ragdolled for about four or five minutes before Zach Thomas decides to pin him.
That's it.
Yeah,
end of game.
I mean, that's going to be the same outcome for Malcolm as well. He might put up a good fight, you know, like he always does. But at the end of the day, listen, I've been hitting the roads. He's been staying in his 50-mile bubble, okay? I've been in Indiana. I've been to Michigan. I'm doing stuff in Ohio.
You will know you were in a fight
that kid,
with MM3.
At the end of the day, I'm still going to treat him just like I treat Percy, just like I treat Derek Dillinger tomorrow.
Now.
I'm telling you now,
I agree.
When I'm throwing that man around like a rag doll, I'm going to look at you and laugh. I'm going to look at you and laugh. I'm going to look at you and laugh when that happens. I promise you.
So don't cry.
Man, you will not ragdoll MF3 like Percy Drews.
Watch it happen. You can think
he
that. You think that.
Like Percy Drews.
You can think that. Listen, I'll throw Percy as far as I possibly can, but I will tell you now, and I'm telling you this because I am only spitting facts. I will throw Malcolm Monroe III around like a goddamn rag doll.
Oh my.
I agree with it.
I can't wait.
I can't wait. I'm excited. Yeah,
I'm done talking about this washed up that you guys want to call Malcolm Monroe, okay? He's nothing. All right?
The muffin. The muffin Monroe. The muffin Monroe.
There you go.
Oh, man.
Regardless of the fact I'm done talking about that, I have more important business to attend to this weekend.
You got heat with the process, not me. Not me.
I don't got heat with no one.
I kept the process.
Listen, he brings the process. Just know that I got people with me. So
there you go.
Well, I mean, and he walks alone. I mean, he's
And he don't. He's hey, wedding, and Zach Thomas, Zach Thomas don't have Mr. Jeremiah Goldman. He don't need Jeremiah Goldman.
Let me just put this out there for you, okay? Sir, if he walks alone, I'm that same person. I can categorize myself as a loner. If you want to hear the song that I come out to, it's Loner by Black Sabbath. Yeah, the only people that I trust are the people that I'm closest to, and that's the Bitcoin boys / the Cleveland boys put together, us three. Now, if you want to be honest with yourself and think that Malcolm Monroe is going to be able to do anything, regardless of the fact, whether it be me singles or me with the Bitcoin boys out there, you're absolutely wrong.
Well, okay. So will we see you out there with the Bitcoin boys when they defend the titles and at Horace Plant?
Stay tuned.
Nice. Hey, thanks again, man. And it sounds like we'll be talking to you and the Bitcoin boys here next Thursday.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you a ton, man, for your time.
Well, thank you guys for having me once again. I appreciate it. And if you want me to shit on Malcolm Monroe some more, just hit me up.
I got you, man. I'll be the one who hit you up, man.
Good night.
Sounds good. All right, guys.
Good night. Have a good night.
So on Saturday, you, Day-Day, had the honor of interviewing WWE legend Gangrel.
Yes, I did, man. I wish you were there, brother, but, I mean, stuff happens. But, yeah, it was great to interview the Hall of the legend. And, you know, my brother Martez is going to play that for you guys.
Yeah.
So, Martez, if you give us the honor in playing my pre-recorded interview with WWE legend Gangrel, please.
You got it. You got it. Yeah.
Everybody, that was my interview with WWE legend Gangrel. It was from MPW. My sister was actually there with my niece, and we had such a great time. He was such a humble person. He gave autographs. He had his little 8x10s out there. He was taking pictures with the fans that they got their 8x10s. He didn't charge $10 for this and, you know, $5 for a picture. He did it all for one price, and it was he's such a great guy.
Yeah, and you can catch him at TKW here.
Okay. October the 24th.
Okay.
That's going to be a banger show, man. They're going to have WWE legend Gangrel, and then they're going to also have ECWWE legend Shane Douglas. And right now, you know what I'm saying, you can catch on the TKW page on Facebook.
Yesterday, I think.
No. I wasn't talking. I'm saying for the ticket. And they have Justin Chile on Facebook for the ticket sales. And that's going to be such a great show, man. I'm telling you. But we're going to talk about the Horror Slam show that's going to be coming up, man. And that's going to be such a great show. Actually, you guys, we actually don't have time for that. We got 5 minutes left. If you guys want to call in, ask any questions, area code 646-668-8672. And stay tuned for the Gorilla Position with Aaron, Steve Aarons and Macho Ghost.
Yeah, that's always a really good show, man. Those guys doing big things over there.
Always.
I'm open to talk radio.
I don't know if we got time to take care of, but it's up to you all. I know we get ready to leave.
Oh, man, nah, because she's got them more than her five. So.
You said what?
Yeah, if you guys want.
Hey, it's all up to you guys.
Well,
we kept them waiting.
Yeah, we did keep them waiting. Yeah, we did.
Least we could do is go out with them, right?
I guess we're looking at about 4 minutes, so she'll have 4 minutes to talk to you all.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right, she's on now.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. I got
Welcome to the Rated R 313 Wrestling Podcast.
So how you guys doing?
Are you there?
Yeah.
Your phone is breaking up.
Hold on a minute.
We thought you gave up on us. Zach Thomas, man. What a guy. What a guy, yeah. Did you hear our interview with Zach Thomas?
Yeah, I thought it was cool. But what I gotta tell you is, my PWS promotion, they still have
We're having some audio difficulties, I think, tonight, man.
No, I think it's bad because Zach Thomas, it went pretty good until the end, yeah.
Well, guys, we're having technical difficulties, but stay tuned for the Gorilla Position with Steve Aarons and the Macho Ghost.
Can you hear me? Can you hear
now
me?
Now we can hear you. Now we can hear you. How you doing?
I'm good. My PWX promotion is going to have a show in my hometown in Streator. So once I get the details, I'll be able to share.
Okay.
That's awesome.
We'll be looking forward to it.
Yeah. Chicago is one of the places that our guest tonight, Zach Thomas, was saying he was looking to travel to. It'd be, man, he's quite a treat to see. Hard-hitting guy.
Hard-hitting, and he could back it up as much shit as, or much crap as he talks. He could back it up in the ring.
Yeah, I enjoyed listening to it. I thought you guys forgot about me. I was waiting
Never, we would never.
Sure,
that's why we got you on now.
Sorry, man. We knew we were about out of time, but we had to at least say hi. You waited this long for us,
and we appreciate
it.
Appreciate
it.
And,
like I said,
stay tuned for the Gorilla Position.
Yeah, Steve's going off to the CSW Wrestling Academy.
Okay.
Yes. Awesome show, the Gorilla Position.
Yeah, like I said, you guys have been a big help the last couple of days.
That's awesome. We appreciate it, and that's what we're here for.
So, like I said, once I know details, I can pass them along and share because we got a venue in my hometown now.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, yeah, we're out of time. Stay tuned for the Gorilla Position with Steve Aarons and the Macho Ghost. Good night.
Okay, how it goes.